This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This broadcast is coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle of the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, Louisiana, where the Old Trailblazer is a pastor there. And we bring out this message day by day, week after week, on the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. And we're asking you to stay tuned that you might hear another old-time, old-fashioned gospel message, and we call it the Old Trailblazer. And we're bringing you Thus Saith the Lord day by day, week after week. We just come out with the truth, God's Word as it is, and we know that most folks won't have it, but one here and one there will have it, and I praise the Lord for that. And I wish you would write me. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. I mentioned in our last study that we here at Radio Missions, we have the Bible School of the Air and the Worship Hour every Sunday morning from 10 to 11, 11 to 12. Those two services are broadcast live over the internet every Sunday morning, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, at www.radiomissions.org. That's our website, and you can go there and scan down and find our live streaming. Then on Sunday night at 6:30 and Wednesday night at 7:30 Central Standard Time, you can hear our Sunday night service, our Wednesday night service. I'm here most of the time bringing you God's message. Just an old sinner saved by grace. So if you would, I appreciate it. If you need information there, write me or call me, and I'll be glad to help you with it. We're looking at this study in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And in our last study, we were looking there about the plagues of those things. And we read that scripture where Isaiah said, "Therefore Hades hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it." Isn't it an awful thing that hell will have to enlarge herself, all because they found no room for Christ in their heart? Ever Christ rejecter, ever individual who is never washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, ever individual who never bows his knee, takes his place, ever individual who never repents will find himself. But we notice that there is a limit and power. But listen, power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. Let me go back and read that in its entirety. I might have lost you there. Isn't it awful that hell will have to enlarge herself? And it's all because they found no room for Christ in their heart. But notice here that there is a limit. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. This sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth, this plague, or this judgment, will be confined to only one-fourth part of the earth. And I want to call your attention to that fourth judgment, to kill with the beast of the earth. Ezekiel foretold this in Ezekiel 14:21. I wish you'd go there and read it. "For thus saith the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence, to cut off from it man and beast." Then in Leviticus 26:22, Moses, foretelling these last days of judgment, said, "I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate." Then in Deuteronomy 32:24, "They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poisons of serpents of the dust." Here we see Jacob's trouble has begun. The tribulation days, long prophesied, are now upon the earth. And with all the other judgments, we see the judgment of the wild, noisome, poisonous beast turned loose upon man. If you turn back to Exodus, you'll read there of the plagues, of the locusts, the flies, the frogs, the fiery serpents that God used. Then in Exodus 23:28, and Joshua 24:12, we see that God sent hornets upon the Canaanites. At time he used lions and bears, as set forth in 2 Kings 17 and 2 Kings 2:24, against rebel man. Then he says, I will turn loose the wild, ferocious, and noisome, the foul-smelling animals upon starving men. In other words, no doubt, as a result of the famine, the beasts of the field will be turned loose with all their nature to kill and destroy upon man, to bring destruction to man who has rejected his son. Oh, listen, my friend, I wish I had language to describe the awfulness of these judgments, the sword, the famine, the pestilence, the wild beast, as God uses them against humanity who have deliberately and predominantly and premeditatively rejected the Son of God and have turned in their hatred against God to worship of the Antichrist, the son of Satan. I know in these days the ministry has all but taken the sword of justice out of the hand of God. I do. I know that because I'm aware of what's going on. And you just, I don't know where you would go to find a Protestant church that preaches like we do here at the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Because the Lord has given us the responsibility to be true, to not take the sharp edge off of the gospel, to not water down the scriptures, not to accept these newfangled Bibles that's come out, and not to cooperate with Satan as he's blinded many of our preachers and pastors and evangelists now. Blinding them how, you say, Pastor? Blinding them to the fact that they can give a little soft soap, syrupy imitation and let folks come down to the front and shake the preacher's hand and call that salvation, my friend. That's no more salvation than a hog with a side saddle. I tell you, my friend, many of our pastors and preachers are going to stand one day at the judgment bar of God and have to give an account. You say, how do they do those things? How does that happen, Pastor? It happens because of blindness. They see not. They see not that man is totally depraved and walking out of God's will and wanting his own way and lusting after the pleasure and lust of this world under the guidance and the care of Satan. Satan is the prince and the power of this air, my friend. He is the ruler of this universe, and he goes about seeking to devour everyone he can. And my friend, I told my congregation last week, I said, Satan doesn't love you. Satan doesn't love you. He'll lead you right up to hell's door and then abandon you and laugh as you plunged in there. My friend, Satan doesn't love you. He holds out all of the things in this life, the night lights, the pretty lights that they do. Why do you think they put all of these neon lights around the casinos and the hell holes and the brothels? Because they attract people like a moth to the flame, my friend. And folks go there, and Satan has a way of doing those things, and he leads you to the slaughterhouse, my friend. Oh, they lead you to the slaughterhouse, like someone told me recently, speaking about the drug trade that we have and the alcoholic trade that we have. And this man said that those things are like an elevator with only one button, and it only goes down. Down, down, down to the dregs of society. How many do I see here in the city of New Orleans walking around with blurred eyes and stooped shoulders and haven't had a decent bath in months and a decent meal in weeks because of walking after Satan's will? Oh, sure, it starts out. You know, you see the billboards on the highway with a rippling stream and a campfire and the greenery in the background and two or three men and two or three young women sitting around, and they say it can't get any better than this, and they think, folks think you can drink and carry on. But listen, my friend, they think not about their soul. Oh, they think not about their soul. We're living in perilous time, my friend. We're living in the end times. The Lord is soon to come upon this earth. And we're looking at this study in Revelation and coming down now shortly to the fifth seal. We're looking in the fourth seal now. I want you to listen to the Word of God. It's turn or burn. Turn or burn. It's Christ or judgment. It's heaven or hell. It's blood redemption in Christ are to be cast forever out of the presence of God. It's like an old missionary we had here one time, old half French and half whatever. He said, it's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? God has provided mercy in Christ Jesus on one hand, but the individual who rejects Him meets judgment on the other hand. Listen to 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare our sins in His body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you're healed. That's not bodily healing, my friend, no. Listen to the judgment. Listen to the judgment. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold a truth in unrighteousness. Then listen to mercy. Listen to mercy. 1 Peter 1:18, for much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood. Did you see that? Precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Listen to the judgment of God, Ezekiel 18:4. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Listen to the mercy of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, listen, in our next study, we'll give you that another portion there of judgment found in Revelation 20:11-15, if you read it before. But I just want to have a moment or two left, and I just want to tell you, folks call me and write me sometime, and they say all you do is preach hell and damn fire and damn hellfire and damnation, doom and gloom, old trailblazer. No, sir, that's not true. I never bring a message of by God's grace. I never bring a service, never a funeral, never a message, never a prayer meeting, but what I don't hold out hope for every individual, no matter how low you have sunk, no matter how high you have arisen, it doesn't matter whether you're in the penthouse or the outhouse, God is able to save. Christ died for sinners, and I bring you that truth day in and day out. You can cuss me or rail on me, whatever you say. That's all right. It doesn't bother me. It goes in one ear and out the other. But my friend, I tell you, your soul is going to spend eternity somewhere. Where will that be? Where are you going to spend eternity? Will you answer that question for me, kindly and gently? Will you write me and tell me that you know the Lord and that you're looking to go home with the Lord? Write me. I need to hear from some of you at this time. The summer has been long and hot, and folks have dropped off in their giving. Would you help us with the broadcast? You want to hear the gospel go out? You want to see folks saved? Write me and ask me for these booklets that we send you to give out to the prisoners and jails and those things. I'll be glad to send them to you, and I'll send you that little booklet on hell, a living reality, my friend. A hell, a living reality, along with a title list of all of the other books that we have here by Pastor Shelton. And we're just getting out God's Word day by day. Folks are getting saved, one here and one there. Not the masses, no. No, sir, masses won't ever be filled. Won't ever be saved again like they were in Whitfield's day and other days. No, because we're in the gleaning times. We're just gleaning. We like Ruth there, following after Boaz's gleaners. They're just picking up the nubbins, one here and one there. That's what I am, an old nubbin. Just not much grain on that old nubbin, just an old nubbin. But I praise the Lord that He saves nubbins. I do. We have a man here who calls himself a dummy. He said, I'm just so happy the Lord saves dummies. He's just an old dummy, he said. And he said, the Lord saved dummies. And I praise Him that He saves old nubbins like me. And I praise Him that He'll save you if you turn to Him. Can you live in sin and get saved? No, sir. You have to be broken. Ask the Lord to break it. First of all, ask the Lord to show you that you're a sinner. And then break it. Break it. Forsake it. And ask the Lord to break it. And then come to Christ begging for mercy. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Remember my mailing address? The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Until next time, pray for me and help me with the broadcast if you will. Goodbye.